This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. There are plus or minus 1,200 jobs in political Washington that are what are known as Senate confirmable positions. The president nominates, the Senate usually confirms. About 500 of them are biggies, essential to the proper functioning of the gears of government, undersecretary of this, commissioner of that, those kinds of things. As of the latest tally by the Washington Post and the Partnership for Public Service, 442 of those positions have nobody nominated to fill them. But this is not a story about those vacancies. It is instead the story of a little-known but highly influential agency known as FERC, F-E-R-C. It regulates electricity markets and oil pipelines, among other things. And lo and behold, it does have nominees. Marketplace's Jed Kim has the story from the Sustainability Desk.
The Federal Energy Regulatory Commission needs at least three of its five seats filled to be able to make big decisions. For the past 4 months, it's only had two people. And guess what? One of those announced she's stepping down soon. What for the FERC does that mean? Well, with only two out of five seats currently filled, new energy projects that need federal approval can't move forward. Tony Clark was a FERC commissioner until October.
When it comes to new applications, new filings, major actions, it basically puts a halt to all of those kinds of things. And so it has an impact on really the entire energy industry.
Especially on natural gas. Robin Rorick is with the American Petroleum Institute.
There's almost $15 billion worth of projects that are on hold right now.
Rorick says the longer it takes to get more commissioners, the worse it is for energy companies.
This is a long process. When companies are developing pipelines, they're planning 2, 3, 4, 5 years out in advance. So at any point that there is a hiccup or a block in that process, it pushes those projects further out.
But for people who oppose pipelines, the delays have been welcome. David Delvecchio is mayor of Lambertville, New Jersey. He's against plans for the Penn East natural gas pipeline.
The pipeline route actually goes right through our water system.
The 120-mile route would cut between a dam and a filtration system that provides the city's drinking water. As approval for the pipeline has been stymied, city officials have used the time to set up meetings with Senator Cory Booker, U.S. Fish and Wildlife officials, and community groups.
We just got as many people to intervene and to oppose it and to comment on it as possible.
The FERC, and thus the pipeline plans, could get going again by June. Two commission nominees are making their way through Senate confirmation, though not without opposition.
Shut FERC down! FERC family!
Protesters interrupted confirmation hearings last week, saying the FERC too easily rubber stamps oil and gas projects without consideration for climate change. The FERC has typically been non-political. The two current Republican nominees are Neil Chatterjee, an advisor to Senator Mitch McConnell, and Rob Powelson, a former Pennsylvania utility commissioner. They both understand the role of the commission, says John Moore. He directs the Sustainable FERC project for the Natural Resources Defense Council.
We can work with these nominees, and we think that the value of working with them outweighs whatever benefit we would get from opposing them.
He says part of that work will be reminding commissioners to consider clean energy as they decide what's best for the public whenever they get the FERC going again. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.